Hey, good morning, friends. It's Pastor Chris, and welcome to Discovery Land. Awesome that you could be here with us today. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to start by standing up if you're sitting down. If you're already standing, awesome. We're going to praise and worship God.
Number one, so I jump up and down.
Hey friends, I can't wait to share this part of God's big story with you today. It's awesome, it's crazy, and it's true. Awesome. Let's pray and talk to God. God, thanks so much for giving us your word, the big God story. Thank you that we can learn about you. You're awesome. Amen. So, let's get our pay attention glasses. You ready? Got yours on? Awesome. All right, let's do our listening ears. Let's reach up real high and grab them. And let's put them on. All right, you can see me, you can hear me. Let's zip our lips. Let's lock our lips. And let's button them. All right, so here we go. In today's part of the big God story, we're going to learn a special word about God. You ready? Are you ready? Okay, good. All right. Trustworthy is the word. Do you guys know what that means? Well, let me help you out a little bit. Trustworthy means that God is deserving of our trust. We can know that he is right, worthy of our trust. He'll never let us down. So let's get started with today's big God story. So God's people had lived in a place called Persia. And today I'm going to pretend to be the king of Persia. I'm going to put the crown on my head and I'm going to put my royal robe on. And I am going to sit on my throne. What do you think? I think there might be something missing. I'm the king, and there's an empty chair next to me. Who would sit next to a king? Any ideas, friends? That's right. A queen would sit next to a king. Pretty cool. Well, but I don't have one. So, here's what happened in our story. The king sent a royal order to the entire country, letting everyone know that he was on the lookout for a queen. So women from all over the land were brought to the king's palace. Esther was one of those women. She was one of God's people, the Israelites, and she trusted God because he's trustworthy. Esther had lived with her cousin Mordecai since she was a little girl. And when Mordecai heard the king's announcement, he sent for Esther to go to the palace too. So when all the women got to the palace, they didn't meet the king right away. They had to get ready first. All the women put on the finest dresses and wore the most beautiful jewelry and sprayed themselves with the best-smelling perfume and made sure their hair was looking just right. Finally, when they were ready, one by one, they went in to meet the king. Now, who do you think the king chose out of all the women in the land? Did you choose Esther? If you did, that's right. The king chose Esther to be his queen. God made sure Esther became the queen for a very, very important reason. You see, there was a man named Haman who worked for the king, and he was a very proud man, and he thought he was more important than anyone else. He made all the people bow down to him when he walked by, and if anyone refused, they got in big trouble. Now, Esther and Mordecai, they were Israelites. They were God's people. So do you think Mordecai would bow down before Haman? No way, because he worshiped the one true God. He bowed down and worshiped the one God and not any person. He trusted in God and he wasn't afraid of Haman. He trusted in God because God is trustworthy and God cares for his people. So when word got back to Haman that Mordecai wouldn't bow down, he became very angry. In fact, Haman was so angry, he insisted that all of God's people who were living in the country be killed. All the Israelites. He even got the king to agree. When Mordecai heard of the plan that Haman had to kill God's people, he knew Esther was the only hope for their safety. So he quickly sent a message to her. Oh, thanks. The message said, "Esther, you live in the king's palace, but don't think that just because you are there, you will be the only Jew who will escape. What if you don't say anything at this time? Then help for the Jews will come from another place. But you and your family will die. Who knows? It's possible that you became queen for a time just like this." Huh. How do you think Esther felt when she got her cousin's message? Do you think she was scared? Do you think she was worried? Do you think she was confused? Mordecai had reminded her that God had made her queen for a very special purpose and for this very special time. So Esther chose to trust in God. She told Mordecai to ask all of God's people who were living in the land to pray for 3 days. Esther was certainly afraid, but she chose to have faith and trust in God. Friends, who was able to give Esther courage? That's right, God. Who was able to give Esther everything she needed? Right again, God. We know we can always put our trust in God because he is worthy of our trust. He is trustworthy. So, let's recap. We can trust in God because God knows us and loves us, and he knows everything we think and everything we feel. So we can trust in God because he's trustworthy. So let's take some time and pray and talk with God. You may choose to talk to God about anything you want. We can pray quietly, or you can talk out loud right where you're at. And then I'm going to close. Okay, so just take a few seconds and talk to God. God, thanks for loving us. Thanks for being trustworthy. Thank you that we can come to you. Thank you that we know that you're always there in good times and bad times, and you'll give us strength and you'll give us wisdom to know what we need to do. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Always watching over me, caring.
Hey, friends, we're going to begin our time of blessing by reading Psalm 27:1 together. I'm going to say a part, and then you repeat what I'm saying. Everybody got it? All right, great. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thanks, friends. Good job. Now hold out your hands for your blessing. May you remember that there's nothing to fear because God is with you. He's trustworthy. May you know you can turn to God anytime for anything. Have a great week, friends.